out there on Calvary's cross, the Lord died, forsaken by God, to redeem you and me from the curse of the law. Because the law had gone out the soul, it sins, not the body. That we're talking to you about the soul, it sins. It shall die, forsaken by God, unless they come by the cross of Calvary where our Lord died in our place. And it's really something to think about when we come to think about the cross. It's only coming by the cross of Calvary, guilty, and begging for pardon and mercy that we can come to know the Lord. We've got some interdenomination thing now where it looks like most all the preachers is wanting people just join in their religion. It's one thing joining in religion. It's another thing coming guilty yonder where the Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, forsaken by God, and you're in my place. If you don't come guilty to the cross and find mercy in your lifetime, this is how serious it is with each one listening to me, then you will have to die that awful second death out beyond the death of your body, forsaken by God. One of two of the saddest things happened to me in my life is sitting by the bedside of people going into the eternity, said they are forsaken by God. So let me beg each one, listen to me as we try to sing to you and bring you the eternal word of God. Don't go risk into eternity without coming, but be sure you come by the cross and come to know the Lord in pardon, and He gave you His Spirit to indwell you. Because if you don't have the Spirit of God indwelling you this morning, the Bible said you'll never get into heaven. So I'd like to beg each one to think seriously as we continue our program this morning. The Lord said only a few would walk that narrow way that led down by the cross of Calvary back home to God. So let me beg each one, listen to me, you make your peace, call and election sure with God, and be sure you've come down by the cross of Calvary and come to know the Lord, whom to know aright is everlasting life. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Why shouldn't we live near the cross if the Lord died forsaken in our place and is going yonder to prepare our eternal home for us? Then we need to live humbly near the cross. Ooh. Second chapter, the 8th verse. Listen what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ upon that cross of Calvary. It said, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death, even the death of the cross." And on that cross he died forsaken by God, asking God why he had forsaken him for you and me. That's what it cost to redeem us from sin and from the law of God. The law of God always has been that sin brings death. It brought it in the Garden of Eden, and it's still bringing death. So we as descendants of Adam, we have to find redemption somewhere along the way of life, or else we'll die forsaken by God, without God and without hope as long as eternity lasts. But when he died up on the cross, that didn't end it all. Listen what else God did for him after he died. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." Our Lord this morning is exalted yonder to the right hand of his Father, according to the word of God, with all power in heaven and earth. The keys of death and hell are even in his hands. He's not some little helpless Savior that we're serving now. But according to the word of God, when he went back to heaven, he said, "All power has been turned over to me in heaven and earth." But listen what's going to happen one of these days. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." And every one of us will bow sometime and give an account to God. But if you don't come to Calvary and bow and find mercy and pardon at Calvary, yonder at the judgment, your knee will bow. And each one of us, somewhere out there in the edge of eternity, is going to have to give an account to God for the way we lived here in this world. And that ought to humble each one of us this morning to think that we're going to have to meet the record of our lives out there somewhere. And listen to this 11th verse, "And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God." If we don't discover yonder at Calvary pardon and forgiveness, then yonder at the judgment we're going to find out that he's the Lord of the universe and he's been the Lord of this world as we went down through it. But we didn't acknowledge him as Lord of our lives. So really being saved is coming humbly and surrendering our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ to reign over us. So it's really serious for each one of us as we are this morning. The clock is ticking us on out yonder into eternity. Well, we're going to have to meet God And when we pass into the second, the first death, the death of our bodies, all your options is going to be over then. Other hands is going to take you over and bring you out, John, to the judgment. And if you're unsaved this morning, there your knee will bow and your tongue will confess when it's forever and eternally too late. Verse 12, it said, wherefore, my beloved, Paul's writing to the Galatians, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Here's what let me beg each one to do, and that is to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. How did you get into the kingdom of God? I believe that each one of us has to come before God and have a personal relationship with God and do our own praying. Don't you risk somebody praying you into the kingdom of God. You better humble yourself at the cross of Calvary and plead your own sins before God and come guilty. He said, and then after we are saved, we're supposed to live a blameless and harmless life, according to the 15th verse. He said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. But we have to go down through this world, according to the word of God that I read you, this crooked and perverse. But we're supposed to live blameless and harmless lives and without rebuke as we go down through this world if you're a child of God. He said, among whom you shine as lights in this world, each one of us is supposed to be a lighthouse for the Lord Jesus Christ if we really come to know Him yonder at Calvary. And appreciate what He did for us, dying forsaken, without God and without hope. If we live that kind of life, we really have something to look forward to. And that's what's going to happen to us out beyond that first death when we die and leave these old bodies. We'll go to that place as the one died forsaken by God, prepared for us out yonder in eternity, live with Him.